Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we spoke of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from which we have learned that there is a direct link between what we eat and the ibadah that we perform. And whatever we eat has an effect on our ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith on the same topic, إِنَّ اللَّهُ طَيِّبْ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is tayyib, Allah is pure. And Allah only accepts that which is pure. What you eat must be pure, must be halal, must not be from haram or doubtful sources. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of a man, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيُطِيلُ السَّفَرْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is a man, and he has some need, and he decides to undertake a lengthy journey, all the way to Makkah to Mukarramah. And he comes before the Kaaba, he comes before Allah. And it was a difficult journey that he had undertaken for the sole purpose of making dua, to have a dua answered. أَشْعَثْ أَغْبَرْ. By the time he comes to the Kaaba, he is disheveled, and his clothes are dusty and dirty because of the lengthy journey that he had undertaken, meaning there was a lot of difficulty that he had endured along the way. And then he comes before the Kaaba, and he raises his hands, يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ. He raises his hands, and out of desperation, he calls out to Allah, يَا رَبْ, يَا رَبْ, and he makes dua, and he pleads with Allah, and he begs before Allah. But Rasulullah ﷺ says, مَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. He had some haram drink. وَمَأْكُلُهُ حَرَامٌ. He had something haram to eat. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ. And perhaps the clothes that he is wearing has been purchased from haram sources. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. How will his dua ever be answered? Think about this man. What he had endured and the journey he had undertaken. And where is he? At Baytullah, the best place on earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what he has eaten and consumed, he was negligent with regards to that. And even if he was in the Kaaba, wallahi, even if that man was in the center of the Kaaba making dua to Allah, then too his dua will not be answered. So you can be anywhere around the world and have your dua answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided you ensure that what enters your belly is 100% halal, no haram or doubtful things come into our system, whereby our du'as and our ibadat are not accepted by Allah. May Allah grant us understanding.